Hello everyone and welcome to our Tech Tuesday Tutorials number 151. Today we share an incredibly rich conversion and calculator website, OmniCalculator. We and our students are often faced with calculable life problems. How many calories should I intake? Should I take out this loan? What if I pay my credit card minimum each month? Should I buy or rent? How old is my cat in people years? How much concrete do we need for that back patio project? Is showering or bathing better for water consumption? Often we may ponder that problem, but we don't solve it because we lack knowledge, skills, time, or just willingness to calculate. And then we make bad, uninformed decisions. At best, we decide based on a semi-informed hunch. OmniCalculator features over 2,300 calculators, easily browsable and searchable. Whether you're looking for your own benefit, or you teach math, science, economics, statistics, chemistry, shop class, health, nutrition, whatever, you'll find a calculator for you. Let's take a tour of a few of my favorites. The first tool I want to highlight is the addiction calculator. Now, all of these calculators have little articles here, like table of contents. You can click on them and it'll take you further down the page, where we'll kind of help explain the calculator a little bit, as well as how they got their data, where they're getting it from here, how they calculate it, everything else. So this one's actually based on some research papers looking at how certain drugs affect your lifespan per dose. And as you come in here, you can just put in certain things. You could say, let's say cigarettes. Let's say you smoke 20 cigarettes a day, the average for smokers. I come in here and I say, I start, let's say at 15 when I was in high school or something. You can then see that the non-addict life dependency is about 79 years, 8 months, and you've cut that down by 10 years right there for 54 years of addiction. You can also pull this down and choose something else. Let's say you are concerned about alcoholism and you say you drink about 3 drinks a day and you start again, maybe 15 or 16, underaged in high school. And it look at how much it affects you if you are an addict. Average life expectancy. Another one that's pretty interesting here is the car crash calculator, which you specify if you were wearing a seatbelt or not, and then how fast were you going and when you impacted, and then what your weight is. Let's say you weigh 140 pounds like a teenager. Overall, you're looking at severe injury and death and average impact force, pound force here, and so on. If you're wearing a seatbelt, so you can notice that that goes from 72,000 to 14,000. Another one that's interesting here is the chilled drink calculator. How long is it going to take that drink to get cold enough to be ideal? Which is kind of neat. So you could say, okay, we're looking at a soft drink and it is a 12-ounce standard can. It was on a hot summer day. Maybe it was just room temperature. And then I would like for it to get in the fridge optimal, about 4 degrees Celsius, 40 degrees Fahrenheit. It's about an hour and 12 minutes. Wow. Well, let's say I put it in the freezer, 10 minutes. But don't forget to set your alarm. In fact, they even tell you to set an alarm here. Now, they even give some tips on this one with these free hacks. And when you go there, they'll tell you, try using wet paper towel around the bottle. Try using a salty ice water bath or dry ice or whatever else. It's neat because these are not just calculators. They all are also articles that come with really interesting facts and tidbits. Again, 2,300 of these things on this website. The Christmas tree calculator is pretty interesting. You set the height of the Christmas tree, say it's an 8-foot tree, bottom diameter of about 3 feet or something like that. Do you know the strand length that you're putting on there for the lights and everything else? You could say, yeah, put the spacing or anything else like that. And it will then tell you what density would you like to have and how many of these strands are you going to have to buy and everything else. Pretty awesome. The appliance wattage calculator is pretty interesting. You just simply come in here and you select what type of appliance you're looking at. So let's say you have an LED or a desktop PC and we're going to be going at about, let's say, a gaming PC of about 700 watts. One desktop, and I say I run it for 5 hours a day, not 55. You'll calculate that. It usually costs a certain amount. Then you can add additional items here. So you could say, we also have LED bulbs in my office, and I've got like 4 of those. And I'm also looking at maybe a space heater. And the space heater here will be run one heater for about 2 hours a day. And just this office will run approximately $10 a month based on 90 kilowatt hours. Kind of interesting. You just put in all your appliances in there, or maybe just one or two things that you're considering. You can compare that too. Now, if you're interested in energy efficiency, you might want to then do a quick little search about LED bulbs. And I think there's an LED savings calculator. There you go. And you can come in there and say, how many LED bulbs are you looking at? How much do they cost? What's their power consumption? What's their lifetime versus the regular bulb? And then it's going to give you a comparison of that as well. BMI calculator, you just put in your height, your weight. It tells your BMI whether or not you're overweight or not, which most of us are probably not as thin as we like to be. Black Friday calculator, awesome. So here's an interesting thing. Like, what kind of deal are you looking at? You're like, oh, you get like a 3 for 2 and or percent off on the second product or the third product. So you can say, okay, it's 70% off the third product. And they were $25 and $25, but the third one's like $26 because it's part of a group of items and stuff like that. And they will do the calculation for you here and they'll tell you overall, is it a good deal or not? Let's say it was not 70% off, but 20% off. And they will tell you, no, it's actually not that great at all. You'd be paying $76 or $71 instead of 76. You'd save about $5. That's about it. Isn't that awesome? And then of course, there's all this information on how they get these calculations, information on Black Friday itself and everything else. It's kind of ironic that Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, where we're thanking for everything we have, and then we go out and buy a bunch of stuff we don't need. Kind of weird. Mortgage calculator. My God, kids need to know this. You can come in here and put in the amount of the mortgage, the amount of down payment, whether or not you're going to try to get out of PMI. PMI is actually an option in here. PMI threshold, they say 20% will basically eliminate PMI, which is additional private mortgage insurance that you need to pay if you don't get the 20% down. But how much of that are you going to make on that down payment? So that is, let's say, $30,000. There's your 20%. How much you're actually going to have to mortgage? What's your interest rate? What's your term? And this, guys, 30-year mortgage is what everyone's pretty much trying to be pushed towards. And let's say you did that, right? And you pay every month. Well, overall cost of the loan is going to be $445,000. That's including taxes and stuff like that. But that's on a 30-year loan. So remember that number, $445,000. Well, let's say what happens if you pay a 15-year mortgage, right? Well, that's $293,000. That's a tremendous difference in the life of the loan, if you can spot it, because that's $1,400 monthly after you've done, you know, all your calculations here. And a 30-year loan would be not $1,400, but $1,100. If you can afford that extra $300 a month, though, by all means, go for that $15 or even make extra payments. They even have calculations here on how to do extra payments and everything. But all this is just kind of done for you, and it includes annual property tax, homeowners insurance, HOA fees. You can knock that out. All sorts of stuff that's pretty awesome in this mortgage calculator. But they even have a lot more for mortgage, because remember I said there are 2,300 of these. All these different things, mortgage rate, basic simple one, to mortgage repayment calculator. If you do extra payments on the mortgage, what is that going to look like? All sorts of stuff. Give it a look. Look for something that you're into, whether it's food or health or math or everything else. And you might find something in here that you really, really like. There are so many calculators here. The thing I like about this site is it takes away a lot of those prerequisite knowledge you might have to have and all that extra Googling you have to do to try to find out how much does 8 gallons of water weigh. Well, I have to know how much water weighs per gallon. I have to know all this other kind of stuff. And sometimes you have to know a lot of things to start calculating, like the mortgage thing. Whereas they take all that, aggregate it, put it into a single page, you punch in numbers and immediately start seeing results. So I hope you all enjoyed this video and I hope you found it useful. And if you did, go ahead and hit that like button. Heck, why not support us and click that subscribe button. Click on the bell icon to receive email notifications. Leave a comment or idea for a Tech Tuesday video below. Share this video with your friends, and we'll see you guys in the next video. Bye-bye.